I understand you have a new book out, or is it coming out, called All Is Calmish?
It is out and ready to go, and the Audible actually just released this week as well. So I hate to ask people in the busiest season, here's another thing on your to-do list, read a book. But if you want to listen to it, it's out as well.
Well, and the byline is, All Is Calmish, How to Feel Less Frantic and More Festive During the Holidays. Of course, Thanksgiving next week, and it's not something I experience too much, but I've talked to colleagues and I have friends who dread getting together with certain members of the family or extended friends they don't often see because there's anxiety around that, many times around politics or past disagreements. How do you get through those?
So this year, more than ever, I am getting that question. And first of all, be so glad that you don't deal with it, because you are really in the minority. That's a gift over the holidays that you don't have it, but it is very common. And, you know, what I would say, Lisa, is there are two different types of family conflict. There's a conflict with people who you can have a rational conversation with. You have good relationships with them. There may be some areas where you disagree, but essentially everybody wants to keep the peace. With those people, you can actually reach out before and say, hey, you know, we all want to have a really peaceful, happy holiday. Can we just keep politics off the table? Or, you know, you might have to set a little bit of a firmer boundary. If we bring up politics, sadly, I don't know if we're going to be able to gather, because it doesn't always end well. What do you think? But there are people, no matter how many boundaries you set, no matter how much you try to have a rational conversation, they don't want to hear it. They like to engage. They like to give their opinions. And in those situations, we have to remember, you still have choices. You can choose to deflect the comment, ignore it, get up, leave the room, go take a walk, do some longer exhalation breathing to get your nervous system regulated. You can change the subject. Hey, does anyone want a drink? Let me go get it for you. Very blatantly, so they know this is not a conversation you want to engage in. And the last thing I would say is to keep a bigger picture perspective. A lot of times, the issue for people like this who don't want to resolve, it's about them. And one of the questions I always ask myself is, what happened to this person in their life? What was their path like that led them to this point? To believe what they believe, to believe that this way of behavior is okay. Because oftentimes it comes at you, but it's not about you. And me asking that question when I've been faced with this situation and telling my clients to do the same, it helps to depersonalize it and make it more about them, less about you, and it will help you find a little bit of maybe compassion and empathy to tolerate it differently.
Yeah. What do you think about one of my colleagues is doing two tables, a red table and a blue table? Those politics can stay there. These politics stay here.
Yeah,
I told him he needed to come and see you professionally.
You know, I've never heard about that, but I actually think it's a great idea. You know, we're saying, hey, if you want to talk about this, here's your people. Talk about it. And we'll talk about what we want to talk about here. And hopefully we can come together during appetizers and dessert or something like that. But if it works for you and you find that you do that and it keeps the peace, then you should start talking about that, because this is the first time I've heard that.
Yeah. And it's really about boundaries, isn't it?
Yes. And that is a very clear boundary. This is a table for this conversation. And this is for another one. And you're also saying very clearly, we don't want to get into conflict on this issue. So we won't talk about it with people who have different beliefs right now.
And for those people who are in charge, the host, their spouse, the stress of creating the menu, of welcoming people into their home, making sure the home is clean, making sure the food is served, how do you help them manage their anxiety through the holidays?
One, first, I want them to make sure it's all written down on a list, because when we try and just remember those tasks, we waste a lot of neuroenergy that could be channeled into actually doing the thing, and it feels overwhelming, more overwhelming. We make the list, cross things off, we get a little hit of dopamine, and that increases our motivation to keep going. But the other thing I want them to remember, which I write about a lot in my book, is this idea of connection over perfection. We don't want to be so busy doing that we miss out on just being present, being connected, and really being able to enjoy the moment, because you've worked so hard to create joy for everybody else. You deserve joy for yourself as well. So connection over perfection has become my mantra, especially as a mom of four who has a couple jobs right now. And I'm hoping that other people will embrace it during the season as well.
I think we might need you every week between now and New Year's.
I'm here. You just call me. I'm happy to take questions as people have them and check in. And let me just say, the book actually is designed to be 31 short chapters. So it's not a heavy read. Many people I know actually read it in 3 days, but it's to spread it out over the season to give you a little perspective and calm. And there's some great inspiring holiday stories as well. But we do talk about the harder things like grief and loss and family drama. But basically, it's a therapist talking you through the whole season. So if that's what you want, that's actually what I created the book to do.
Yeah, we might need to have, honestly, we'll have you back, because that's something we didn't get to talk about today. And for many people who lost a loved one this year, that first holiday gathering is very difficult.
Really hard. Well, I have a lot about that in the book, but I'm happy to come back and we can certainly talk about that more. And if your listeners have questions, happy to take them as well.
Oh, wonderful. We have a plan. Thank you so much for joining us.
Of course, Lisa. You have a good evening.
Happy Thanksgiving.